Good morning, welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Wednesday the 22nd of January. Might sound a bit echoing after my exploits in Japan last year when I was in the toilet of the bullet train recording the podcast. I did vow to myself I won't be recording in a toilet again. But here I am sat now on the loo in, not literally sat on the loo, I'm just using it as a seat. At a hotel in the middle of Beverly Hills. We have got a little lounge area attached to the room, but there's no door separating it. And Mrs. E was a little bit grumpy last night. She was a little bit tired. So she got a bit of a cold, so she's taken some night nurse, and I thought I won't risk poking the old beehive. So there's two doors between me and her, so I've locked myself in here to record this podcast. Lovely place, went to a nice restaurant last night called Maud in Beverly Hills, slightly different. You don't get a menu or anything, they just bring you, it's about 8 or 9 courses, they just bring you courses, probably a little bit tired to appreciate it fully because we didn't, we've been up pretty much 24 hours by then. And then for dessert, they march you back out into the street, you turn right, walk about 20 yards, go up a flight of stairs, up into a wine loft, and they serve you dessert up there. Never seen anything like it, making you march out down the street. But if you're in this area, it's one I would say give it a go. Maud in Beverly Hills, very nice. Checked in yesterday, when we checked in at the old hotel. Checked in, she went, "Welcome back." Sam gave me a bit of a look because I have been to Beverly Hills before, but I've never stayed in a hotel here at all. Sam sort of there, "Well, welcome back." I got the look. I can only think it's because of the old Clooney. See, she didn't realise that I wasn't George Clooney. He must have stayed here sometime when he's been here filming, flown over from his Lake Como place, stayed here. And that's all I can think was that she thought I was George. So she... a bit of a mistake, happens to me all the time. I tweeted something about, I will tell you this, see, a bit of self-deprecation, you like this, some of you. I did tweet yesterday something about looking like George Clooney, and spell checker corrected it to A. Looney, so there you go, probably more accurate, isn't it? On the flight yesterday, I watched a good social experiment take place, it unfolded before my eyes. Well, it's an experiment, social observation. I can't sit still and just do nothing. Drives me mad, and everybody had their screens on. And we were sat in we were in premium economy, a Virgin premium economy, and we sort of had almost a little compartment, you know, they curtain it off. And there was only 6 rows of seats, and we were in the back row of seats. And so I can see all 6 row of seats in front of me. Everybody's got headphones on, you know, watching screens, this, that and the other. I was really counting the hours away to the kickoff at Aston Villa. Nice little profit up in the sky. Brilliant, man. It's not great, that internet in the sky. I could have got a little bit more on if I kept cutting out, but that's another story. but yeah, plane takes off. We've been in the air. I don't know, probably only half an hour and the old seatbelt light goes off. And they have a thing on Virgin planes, I'm sure some of you have flown Virgin and seen it, it's called the Wander Wall, where you can wander up and they have cans of drink, bags of crisps, chocolate bars, biscuits, I think. And it just sort of says on the thing, if you fancy a snack or you're peckish, feel free to go and help yourself. Well, as soon as the light went off, the guy right at the front, I didn't talk to him, but he looked a bit of a knob. Sort of all bling on and great big headphones around his neck. I think he loved himself. He, as soon as the seatbelt light went off, up he gets into the little curtained bit where this wander wall is, comes out with an armful of goods. I could see a Cadbury's Whisper and packets of salt and vinegar chipsticks and had loads of it, arms of it. So he sat down. With him sitting down, the bloke behind him's obviously clocked it and thought, I'll have that. He's got up and gone. He's come out with an armful of goods. And over the next sort of 15, 25 minutes, pretty much everybody that was in front of me got up and went to that wall and filled their boots, to the extent that we'd been in the air less than 2 hours and it had all gone. Now, I imagine that's meant to last the flight, but it was purely, you could see it, it was purely a fear of missing out. That's all it became. I'm absolutely certain that everybody in there didn't want chipsticks and frazzles and whispers or whatever it was. But because they saw someone else have it, that fear of missing out, all just getting up and stuffing themselves with stuff in their hands, coming out, sticking it in their things behind their seats, you know, the pouches. And I just thought, the human race is just a funny little thing, isn't it? The fear of somebody else having something you don't, the fear of that missing out. And I didn't have any chipsticks or frazzles, but there you go. But I just thought, you know, it's that thing, it happens in betting, doesn't it? When you get those emails and things, it's that fear of missing out all the time. It's just not something I've ever struggled from, but I just watched it yesterday evolve in front of me. Anyway, yeah, that was that. What else we got? Did the old Aston Villa there, amazing, it can trade on a plane. Old Shazwad, I saw your flipping thing, thought you'd get rid, we'd got rid of you for a few hours. Never, girl, never. You've got me, you in particular, for about 30 years. Until that last balm cake takes your last dying breath, I'll be hanging around, don't you worry. I'm not going to let you just get away with it in a couple of years' time and disappear into the sunset after I've made you a few quid. You can flip in. I reckon I've got 30 years in me. Another 30 years in me. I've got 30 years to southernise you, get you off them flipping balm cakes. Don't you worry about that. Thought you'd get rid of me for a few hours. Behave yourself. Wigan, see? People from Wigan. Right, I suppose you want some bets is really what you want, isn't it? I've done all the stuff this morning. Sorry, I cocked up beginner earlier, so just check that if you haven't been back. It is correct now. Some of you worrying about Tottenham. Don't worry. We're going to stuff them. Even I'm confident. 8-0 tonight. And trading group is currently 4 o'clock in the morning. What am I doing? I'm sitting on a toilet at 4 o'clock in the morning talking to you lot. What the fucking hell am I doing? I seriously need to sort my life out and have a word with myself. 4 a.m., 4:02, and I'm sitting on a toilet in Beverly Hills doing this. Get a grip. Fucking hell. Gee whiz. Right, trading group. I'm going to try and go back to bed. When I wake up, it will probably be nearer, getting nearer game time. I will maybe have a couple of trades this evening, so I will WhatsApp you later on. Right, I've got one horse, and that is 155 at Catterick, Ask Pat, small win bet. 155 Catterick, Ask Pat, small win bet. Golf, first half goal at Charlton versus Fulham. So if it's 0-0 20 minutes, start drip backing or drip laying, drip backing over 0.5 first half goals, or under 0.5 first half goals if laying. And slightly different this one, if it's 0-0 at half time, lay the draw at half time. So if it does get to that bet loses and it's 0-0 at half time, lay the draw at half time. And if a goal goes in, remove your liability. I invariably remove my liability by laying the team that takes the lead for my liability in the draw. If it's not possible because of the odds, then look at the draw odds and you can back the draw back again. Just depends who takes the lead. But Charlton versus Fulham, first half goal, and then lay the draw. And it is golf. The Golf Guru email has just gone. My fault, I didn't show how to attach spreadsheets, so I will sort that when I get back and send the spreadsheets. I've got a couple of golf bets myself. If you haven't had the Golf Guru email and you've subscribed and should have it, drop me an email and I will forward that on again when I get up a bit later. I'm going to go try and go back to sleep and then get back up again. Otherwise, it's going to be a long day and I've got nothing to do here. I'm just sitting, going to be milling around waking for she who must be a babe to wake up anyway. But I've got a couple of golf bets myself. Both tournaments in Dubai. I'm backing Stenson at 27. and Hao Tong Li at 44. And in the Farmers Insurance over here at San Diego, where I will be this weekend, I'm going to go and nobble Tiger, make sure he can't win that Masters again. Once I've got to him on Saturday afternoon, he won't be winning any Masters. Unless if he, I bet he don't make the cut this week, just to annoy me. So I'm going to flip in rugby tackling, watch your TVs. I'll be charging out, grabbing around the ankles. Get all the shit he caused me last year. At the Farmers in San Diego, Tony Finau at 32. This guy's got to step up. He's one win in a small event at Puerto Rico. He really has got to step up. He's always there and thereabouts. He's had a huge amount of top 10 finishes without converting. And this course should suit him. But I really think this is the year for Finau to step up. You know, he's competed in majors, everything. But Finau at 32 and Sungjae Im at 42. So that's what I'm backing at this week. Dubai, Stenson and Hao Tong Li, and the Farmers Insurance, Finau and Sungjae Im. Follow me at your own peril. Right, that's it, guys. Have a lovely, whatever it is, Wednesday. I apologise for the sound quality of this. I don't think it's going to be at its highest in a Beverly Hills toilet. So that sounds ridiculous, doesn't it? What am I doing? See, it's dedication to the cause. Why don't I just give myself a day off? Anyway, crack on, enjoy yourselves, and I will be back with you tomorrow morning.